is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye this Monday, April the 27th, 2020. As you know, we're broadcasting from home. I'm in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is affecting the whole world, including Zimbabwe.
And I'm in Maryland in my home. You know, Marvelous, I'm operating from a basement. So it's really exciting that somebody can work from a basement. And I guess you are in your house there, right?
Yes, I am. What's also interesting is that this gives us an opportunity to try out a lot of innovations and also to keep on updating people on what's going on regarding the coronavirus, which in Zimbabwe at the moment has affected 31 people who have tested positive and 4 deaths at the moment. Worldwide, what kind of figures are we looking at, Gibbs?
So worldwide, according to the Johns Hopkins University, there are 2,994,690 people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And out of these people, roughly about 207,270 have actually died. In the USA, according to Johns Hopkins, 965,000 people have actually contracted the disease. There are more than that, in fact. There are 965,933. And then 54,877 people have actually died in USA. And when we look at Zimbabwe, we know that there are roughly about 6,395 people that have been tested of COVID-19. And then out of these, 31 have actually been said to have, that they have this disease. 5 have actually recovered and 4 have died. The breakdown according to provinces, Marvelous, Matabele North has got 1 person that has been tested positive for COVID-19, and this person has recovered. Bulawayo, there are 10, no recoveries. Harare, 13, no recoveries. Mashonaland East, 4 people who tested as COVID-19 positive, and all of them have recovered. Then of course, Mashonaland West, there are 3 cases and no one has actually recovered. 1 actually died. And in Bulawayo, we know that 1 person also died there. And in Harare, 2 people died. So, okay, Marvelous. I'm going to get to the pambili. School mom kuhlani we coronavirus COVID-19. Sabona kuti emhlabeni wonke jikelele sokula abantu bedlula 2,994,690 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuti ke nxa sikhangela futhi asebebhubhile i 207,270. Sitsho njalo lokuthi abafika phose 800,000 sebasila emkhuhlaneni lo. Kuzokuthi ke kwele America abantu babanjwe umkhuhlane 965,933. Kuzobuya ke abayi 54,877 sebabhubha. Kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu 31 siyakwazi ukuthi kunjalo abayi 5 seba recover basilile phela Marvelous. Kuzobuya abayi 4 bangani ke kube lenkinga lapha lalaphaya. Ngena khonapho ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kuna wachangova kupinda mchirongwa pano pa Live Talk nasi muswe muvuru April 27 tukutora nemi ni ndini Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye ndini muno mu Washington DC nasi tukutetenyura tirikumba sekuziwa kwa murukita nenyaya ya neta pasiro serechirwereche coronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Pari zvino pane vanhu munyika vabatwa ivo vane chirwere che COVID-19 vanosvika 31. Pavanhu 31 apa 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachikwanisa kunge vachikunda chirwere ichi. Asi tinotarisa kuti pasi rose chirwere ichi chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanosvika ivo 2.9, nearly 3 million people. Takuda kusvika mu 3 million people vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose. Uyezve vanhu vanosvika ivo 206,000, nearly 207,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane zvakanakawo zviri kubva pasi rose. Tiri kuona pane vanhu 870,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi asi vachikunda. Totarisa kuti imo muno muamerica matiri inina Gibbs Dube mune vanhu vanosvika imo 965,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatira chirwere ichi. Uyezve vanhu vanosvika ivo 55,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Pane zvakare vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere ichi asi vakachikunda vanosvika ivo 107,000 muno muamerica. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti zvii zvingaitwe nyanya muzimbabwe kuitira kuti dambudziko iri risawanikwe iro richibata vanhu vazhinji. Saka tichange tiri kutaura nenyanzvi tine vamwewo vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana pasi rose vatichange tiri kukurukura nawo ipo pano. Tine chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, Lynette Mwashita, ari kuItaly uko kwakambowanikwawo kuine dambudziko iri rakatekeshera munyika iyi. Asi titarisa iye zvine zvipane zviri kubva pasi rose, tirikuona kuti America vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya muno muAmerica vati wandei kubva kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzainzi idzo maepicenter. Chirwere ichi chakatanga muWuhan muguta remuChina chizowanikwa chichitekeshera pasi rose. Asi vari kuChina ikoko vari muWuhan vanoti guta ravo ravhurwa uyezve havasi kuwana vamwe vanhu vatsva vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti malockdown aya ari kuitwa anobatsira sei. Tinoziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda wanda seZimbabwe neSouth Africa vazhinji vari kuti ivo nyaya yenzara ndo iri kunetsa. Vari kuda kugara vari mumba vari mulockdown, asi vazhinji vavo vanoita mabasa ekutengesa emaoko. Saka vari kutarisana nenyaya yenzara. Saka ndozvatange tiri kuziya kuti chii chiri kuitika pasi rose, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo ke, we've got our guests already here, marvelous. And one of them is Lynette Mwashita. She's an international business development consultant. And we also have Miss Nomthanda Zonkomazana. She is in Mumbai, in India. So now we'll start with you talking to Mwashita. So let's try to bring her in so that you can chat.
Yes, so like we said, we are going to be bringing in different guests from different areas in the world to try and understand from them what is going on in their neck of the hood, so to speak. We know that in Italy, they had what they called a total shutdown, lockdown. So we wanted to understand from Lynette Mwashita, as Gibbs said, who is based in Italy, to find out what a total lockdown means in comparison to what we are doing here in the U.S., and what is going on in Zimbabwe, where some areas have been opened up, like markets, and in South Africa, where spazas and some of the shops are still open. So we wanted to compare these two gigs.
Yes, yeah, so go ahead and ask a question, then I'll bring it on. So ask your question.
Ms. Mwashita, if you can come in and just tell us, what's the difference between a total lockdown, which you there in Italy had, compared to what we have in Zimbabwe, where some of markets are open, you know, people are free to kind of move around a little bit compared to what you saw in your country?
Hello. So thanks so much for having me. I think to answer the question that you just asked, the difference between a total lockdown that we're facing here in Italy is in the sense that only the essential markets were open. So the government only allowed supermarkets and pharmacies to be fully functional. Only essential staff are allowed to leave and go to work. And even then, for you to be allowed to leave your accommodation, your residence, you need to walk around with a certification form that you need to produce to police if you are stopped at any point in time. Furthermore, with this lockdown, the normal residents such as myself are not allowed to leave the house, you know, just for exercises, for exercising, for example. You are restricted to a distance of 200 meters from your house only. And, you know, you can go to the supermarket, you can go to the pharmacy, but otherwise you cannot leave your house under any circumstances whatsoever. If you need to communicate with the doctor, you communicate with them online via telephone.
Yes, so let me pose a question.
The difference
that I think is there. Let me pose a question there, Mwashita. So now, how are you surviving in that country right now?
Well, I mean, are you asking about me personally, or are you asking about the citizens, all citizens?
You personally and other people down there.
Well, personally, at the moment, obviously, I cannot really get into my business because all jobs are on lockdown. You know, basically, most jobs are closed until the government reopens society. So I'm currently teaching online. I have private students that I teach via Skype. And other people, those that work, for example, in multinational companies like Ernst & Young or Deloitte, the service companies, are doing smart working. So everything is, for those people that are still working, that are not nurses or doctors, they're basically still working online. If not, the government has made some, has facilitated some funding for other people, for certain business sectors to be able to give, to allocate some funds to these people in times of need.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Let me bring in our second guest, and our second guest is Norm Thandazo Nkomazana. She's in Mumbai, in India. Norm Thandazo, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dua, for having me on your show. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Yes. So tell us, what is going on there? We are told that people are not following regulations. And how are you surviving personally?
The lockdown in India, I think today we are on the 34th day, and it's being followed by some, but the majority is not following up. Normal shops are opened, like food shops and pharmacies. We are allowed to go out from 10 to 5 p.m. to buy only basics and medicine. But most of the locals are finding it very difficult to follow the instructions of the lockdown, because I'm sure they are not used of the situations and all, which is escalating the numbers of the infected people in Mumbai. As it stands, Mumbai is at 27,000. The number is actually going up in thousands a day. Yesterday it was 24,000 something. Today is 27,000. But the number of deaths is, I don't know if I can say it's low or it's actually 375,000. The recoveries are almost 4,000. So I think if the rules of the lockdown were followed nicely, the number of infected people was going to be very low and it was going to be manageable. The Indian government is doing a lot of things, a lot of good stuff are being done by the Indian government so that we reduce the number of the infected people. But unfortunately, there is no cooperation from the residents, from the Indian population.
Yes, let me bring in my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganya Uye. I know she has got a lot to say. Marvelous, you can hear our two guests. You know, they are really coming out with some perspectives on what is happening internationally. But we've got one lady in Zimbabwe. But before that, maybe chip in, then we can, I'll come back.
I actually wanted to go back to Miss Mwashita to speak to Nshona. Because I spoke to Miss Mwashita when the whole lockdown was in Italy, and here in the United States, we had not started our own lockdown. And to me, I was looking at it, you know, from the window thinking, oh, it's happening to them, but now it's here with us. So there are a few questions that people have been writing here on VOA show, and I wanting to know that from the experience that they had in Italy and are still having, what can Zimbabweans learn? So if she can come back on.
Yes, you can hear you. So,
Mwashita, zvamakati imi madzidza ikoko kuItaly, zvamakati imi vari kuZimbabwe vangadzidze pari zvino, tichiona kuti kuZimbabwe vazhinji vari kuchema-chema nyaya iyoyi yekuti nzara, vari kuti ivo vanoita mabasa emaoko, uyezve vari kuti ivo lockdown ikaramba ichienderera mberi nekuti zvinezvi vakawedzerwa ne 2 weeks. Kwenye ikoko kuItaly, maita lockdown for how long? Uyezve zvii zvingadzidzwe nevamuone zvamuri kuona ikoko?
Yeah, let's try to bring her in now. Marvelous should be in shortly. Mwashita, you can react to what Marvelous is saying there.
Okay, mafunza mfunzo wakanaka, Sterik. Ino mfunzo unoneta kutindinya so daire kutewanu wanga ite seine. Kutimuno mu Italy, ndofunga chiri important chekuziwa, ndeche kutihurumi ndi mari yekubatira vanu. Saka zvandambotaura nechirungu vamwe vanhu vari kupiwa mari nehurumende vari kutadza kudzokera kumabasa kwavo. Asi panewo vamwe vasiri kugona kuwana mari idzodzo. Pane ipati yepopulation isati yakubatsirwa nehurumende. Saka vanhu ivavo zviri kukurudzirwa nehurumende ndezvekuti vanhu vese vasiri kuwana government funding vari kuenda kumabasa, vasiri kuenda kumabasa kungopractisa social distancing. So vari kuti for example, vanhu kana vachibuda panze tichienda kumasupermarkets, tichienda kwatinenge tabuda panze, tofanira kumaintaina distance iyoyo ye2 meters. Dai taitaura realistically kuti taiziva sevanhu vese kuti 2 meters togona kuzviita, kuti munhu anogona kubuda oita basa rake achimaintaina 2 meter distance ne client. Ndofunga zvingashande nekuti muItaly quarantine inenge iri kushanda nemitemo yakataurwa nehurumende. Zviri kutoshanda, manhamba ari kudzika pasi. Handizoti ndanyatsodaira mibvunzo yenyu zvakanaka here?
Yeah, hopefully you did it. So before we proceed, I think we've got an issue in Zimbabwe marvelous way. We know that there are some people whose stalls have been destroyed by council workers or the government. So we are having that kind of a challenge. And in Gweru, we see that it has happened. Before that, it was Harare. So badiliza nje okuchiyeneyo lapha ke. Badiliza lapho kulama vendors khona. So slow mama lapho, we've got a lady in Gweru. So I'll put her on stage so that you can see marvelous. And then we'll see chokuti mubani mama lo njalo kuhamba njani. Let's listen to what she's saying about this issue right now.
Hatichazivi pekuti akumira takanzi bhadharai misika, takabhadhara misika, tave nemisika, tave pamisika, chibvai pamisika takunzi tibve toidepi, hatichazivi zviri kuita, tatine mapenzi vakanzi vakurisa kuna bhipi yakutokwira topira pano pano, hatina kana zvekuita nhamo chaiyo chaiyo ndo iri kutikonzeresa korona yaiika zvasangana nenhamo.
There you are, marvelous. I think you heard it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us what you're saying there?
We were lucky there to get some footage from our reporter on the ground. That's Amai Lusingwenya. She is actually just saying, you know, she thinks that hunger will destroy her before corona. She's saying the coronavirus has now come at a time where she has lost her soul, which means she has lost her livelihood. So she thinks both of them are evil because now hunger will kill her as well as corona.
Yes, and we've got a lady in Nkai who actually sent us a video before we go to our next guest, Umanko Mazana. Let's hear what this lady is saying about coronavirus COVID-19. Let's listen and hear very well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grisha Sintlovu. I'm part of the Nkai Habakuk Trust Action Team. I think as youths, we can curb the spread of coronavirus by staying at home, practicing social distancing, practicing good personal hygiene, washing hands, using soap and water regularly. And lastly, we can make use of social media to create an awareness of the deadly disease. I thank you.
Yes, she's right in Kai there, marvelous. I think you heard it very well. So people are aware of what is going on. But in some areas, they don't. So later in the program, we'll bring in a gentleman and a lady in Kwakwai area in Kwana North who have no idea about what is going on in terms of testing and all these things. So at this moment, let's bring in Nomtandazo Komanzana in Mumbai, and then we'll speak in Ndebele. Mankomanzana, say, I want to go to Kudangapo, Abantuba, was Uti, Mkutando, Kambajan. What on a Nasu Kang, the civil in Mumbai, Kudangapo? Abantu bakwazi yini njalo lekhaya nxa sibafonela bakwazi yini umkhuhlane lo ngamafutshane kolokho khonapho Domendala?
Ye, abantu balapha bayawazi umkhuhlane ngoba i-government ye-India it went to an extent yokuthi ma ushaya ucingo lungakangeni bafaka i-message ngendimi zabo, angazi indimi zingaki kodwa bafaka ngendimi zawo before the call is answered bechasisa nge-coronavirus. Bayazi kakhulu ukuthi kuyini and noma bephula umthetho bayabe befake ama mask nje bazephula umthetho behamba nje benjalo bekwazi ukuthi bephula umthetho ngamasibomo and eya ekhaya hayi ekhaya bazi ukuthi kwenzakalani bayazi kakhulu and they are taking so much precautions ukuthi bengabi ngama-victims awe coronavirus.
Ngokuphepha kwenu khonapho liphepha njani kumkhuhlane lo inangwena mankomazana uyangizwa qhubeka
ya ngiyakuzwa babatube thina ukuphepha kwethu iningi lethu siyahlala ezindlini noma kuthiwa kufanele siyothenga ezinye izinto siyananzelela isikhathi esiphuma ngakhona and siphuma sifake ama-mask sinanzelele lapho esima khona making sure ukuthi asikho duze ne-crowd noma kule queue yakhona badwebe ama-line laphana ema-supermarket ma kunabantu abaningi kufanele silandelele ama-line lawana about a meter and a half to 2 meters away from the next customer. So siyalandelela khonokho ma singena esitolo basispraya bathinde i-sanitizer esandleni basipraye nebhaskiti lelo ozoluyithwala then ma usuphuma njalo bayenza njalo. Esikhathini esiningi ma utailor lwana ma ekunikeza utshintshi uyaqala espray nje phakathi lapha nelokhu zenini yakhe engakakunikezi i-change then ma siphuma njalo siba sinikeza i-sanitizer emnyango lapha sisuka siye ezindlini ma sifika ezindlini laphana sifika sigeze izandla ma ukuthi ubona ngani awuzithembi kakhulu ngenxa ye-queue leyana ku-counter lapha ma ukuthi bekunabantu abaningi sifake endlini ma singagezanga izandla sisuka sikhiphe impahla zonke siziwashe sihle lathi sigeze umzimba
yes
sinanzelela ukuphuma kwethu asiphonge ukuphuma nje
yes so marvelous what she's saying is that you know they are following every thing that is being said by the government in order to prevent this kind of the spread of this COVID-19. So there are so many things that they do, washing hands and all those kind of things, and they are under lock and key. So she says that's very key in terms of protecting themselves from the dangers of this disease. So I don't know whether you've got a follow-up to what she said or you want to cross over to Mashita.
I think let's cross over to Mashita. But I would be interested in, I saw a lot of videos coming from India for the marketplace. Mm-hmm. I saw that they had like allocated spaces for people to stand because we're talking about the situation in Gweru and also in Harare where some of the stores were destroyed by the relevant city councils. So maybe going back to our guest, what's the situation like in the markets? What are they doing right that Zimbabwe can learn? Because we're still in lockdown and we're looking at other countries, what other countries are doing. The situation in markets, how is it working there in India?
So let's bring in the lady from India and hear how the situation is in terms of markets. So she posed the question here about the markets in India. How is that, playing around?
The first phase of lockdown, everything was closed. Like main markets, big markets, where they were supplying vegetables to local stores and to supermarkets, they were closed. But as soon as the first phase finished, they allowed the big markets to be open. Those big markets that get products from the producers, they allowed them to open to supply to supermarkets and all stuff. At the moment, everything has been opened, meaning those farmers, those primary producers, they are opened, they are not closed. And basic transportation for those produces, they are allowed to be moving around, including rail transport to transport such goods to the markets.
Yes, thank you so much. And let's cross over to Italy right now, where we've got a second guest, and that is Miss Lynette Mashita. So, Miss Lynette Mashita, we see that in Zimbabwe, there are so many people helping, those that have been affected by COVID-19. Is there any role that you're playing in terms of helping people back home or even giving information about how Italy actually handled the whole situation? So what are you doing there back home?
Wow, you've put me on the spot here. I don't really know if what I can say is just trying to is helpful in any way, but I think the best help that I've been able to give people back home is that since day one, I would post on social media what was happening on in Italy from my perspective. I would share with people what I was going through, posting some videos, some pictures, for example, when I would be at the supermarket, so people see that, yes, you know, what we're maintaining that social distance in Italy. Yes, we are all stressed out about what's going on. We're all worried. But at the same time, sharing, for example, when I was not feeling well, I shared a little bit of that information with people back home. Obviously not with the intention to have everyone worry, but to really give that information to people that it's not just old people that can potentially have this virus, but it can also be the young people of our age, of our generation, and that it's just important to stay at home, because staying at home is, you know, it increases your chances of staying alive in the long term. So information is the best that I've been able to help out with.
Thank you so much. And let's bring in Marvelous Mtlanganya Huye. She's in Washington, D.C. Marvelous, my co-host, go ahead.
Dotsukera kuna muzvare mwashita. Pane pandandiri kutaura nemi mamuri kutaura imimi muchiti kana COVID yapera, matofunga zvekuti mumbosiya mabasa amamuchiita before COVID. Zvii zvamuchange muri kuita kana COVID yapera, uyezve kune avo vamwe vari mulockdown parizvino, vangashandise nguva yavo sei kuti izogadzirira upenyu hwavachada kana vachinge vakunda COVID lockdown iyi munhu wese achiri mupenyu paichapera?
Yeah, let's bring her in right now. Mashita, go ahead. Yeah, you can respond now, Mashita.
I think Shaka Koshapa. Oh, okay, thank you. Mukunzo wakanaka, Stirik. Before COVID yatanga, munoziva munhu anenge achingoti nguva ndinayo yekunyatsoita zvandinoda muupenyu, yekunyatsotsvaga basa randiri kuda, rekuita basa randiri kuda. And ndofunga before COVID yasvika ndo zvandaifungidzira inini. Saka ndapedza chikoro changu chemasters. Ndakambofunga kuti amire ndichifunga kuti ndoenda kupi, nyina ndiite sei ndive mudzidzisi part-time, ndichiita consulting as well as business development part-time, but kwete kuisa simba rangu rakawanda, Steric. Pakatanga COVID-19, chakanyatsotanga kuoneka chekuti kusava nebasa, kusava nemagoals long-term, kana pakaita emergency se-COVID-19, chinhu chinonyatsokuaffecta. Saka nguva inei yeCOVID-19 inguva yakanaka yekuti kana munhu ane access to the internet, for example, pane makosi akawanda ari online, ari free online, business, agriculture, digital marketing, programming, ari kuofewa nevanhu online. Even vanoda kuita zveexercise vanogona kuchinja lifestyle yavo as well. Saka inini zvakanyatsondirakidza kuti aiwa, kana COVID-19 ichingopera, nyatsodzokera mubusiness rawaka, muindustry yawakaenda kuchikoro for. In my case, ndakaita basa, some work for some years muAngola, ndakazoya kuItaly kuzoita masters in business management. Saka ndava kutodzokera kunoita zvandaka passion yangu chayo, which is international business development consulting. Kubatsira ma SMEs anenge achida kutsvaga ma markets ema products avo ma new one mu Zimbabwe or mune mamwe ma countries, nekuti potential iripo yekuti senyika tikure, sema individuals tikure as well.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in some people who are in Zimbabwe. Marvelous. We've got a video from Manicaland sent by Lloyd Amoyo. Then we've got other videos sent by Albert Ncube in Matabeleland. So we'll start with the videos that were sent by Albert Ncube. This lady's name is Sakile Nyati. Sakile was actually found in a garden, just doing whatever she was supposed to do in that garden. And she was interviewed by Albert Ncube about COVID-19. She is in a place called Kwakwe, that is Gwanda North in Matabeleland South. Here is what she said during that interview.
Especially Lagunji, I would have my PVC. I want to buy a beef meat, my PVC in the Equanda, Mama in Charis. I would have my PVC, Gunzi, Maluta, and to Baham, in my Yomu, and a low open artist. There's a Gunja, Limpu, who are testing Jacobs, the Tayagi, is in the Hakunas. So, I was kind of old to Kulumin to set us next to Sigan, who do a Kutama PVC, the Banana Banatama PVC, the Banatama PVC, I teach in A. So, I was kind of Kulumin to set a next to Sigan, who. Because the Lapa Latin Charlie, that is a piece, was it Dana pulled the book down in a day. Then was my young wonder, but to see a lap at Pusey and Charlie's in Yam, the Hosea Consuham. He called in the AC Super Kuruti, I'm a PDC, I as a soup. So the state who made us see, Iga Kulu, Lavandu.
Yes, yes, she's talking about, you know, getting access to hospitals and especially medication. She's saying there are some people with BP, that is high blood pressure and other diseases, who need these kind of, you know, kind of drugs. So she's saying people are not accessing that. So it's a very big problem, Mavras, in that part of the world. And I think they are not the only ones. So over to you, Mavras.
Tombons, wakuva kune vari kwa mtare, uku mtori wedwe na uaka wanikuwa ya shitaura nevamwe, varikuwa wanikuwa ya vachipiwa, chikafu mavunze mikuti tukuite ise maZimbabweans kubatsira vamwe pane sangano rinonzi Caritas remamutare uyezve vakabatana nevamwe vanoita zvemadzisvondo vari kuita mabasa ekupa vanhu chikafu saka regaitinzwe kubva kunava namwe nesu ahondo yemoto vachitaura ivo nezvebasa ravari kuita imomo.
Yes, Marvelous, I hope I'm going to get the right guy here in terms of what you'll be saying. So there we are. Let's hear what this gentleman is saying, and I guess Marvelous actually knows the person. So here we go.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, tinotenda zvikuru kana zvataitwa neCaritas yatipawo zvekuti tinge tichikwanisa kudya sezvo vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities vamwe vacho vanorarama nekunga vachikumbirira mastreets sezvo izvozvi zvi kune nyaya yecoronavirus iya vanhu vasikwanisa kunge vachiita move vachiti kuti vanoti vatsvaga rubatsiro saka nezvatiitira Caritas totenda zvikuru tavanopitise kuti tidye nekutangira izvozvi zvisati hanapo kumba nzara tichachemi nzara.
So hunger seems to be a very big problem, you know, Marvelous. So I think you can talk about that because people appear to be hard-pressed due to hunger and all those kind of things during the lockdown. So go ahead.
Yes, and just a point of correction, that day was Tendai Mazuru. He is a young man living with disabilities in Mutare. So he says prior to COVID-19, he used to just beg for food, but now this organization, Caritas, has given them food. So he's very appreciative, the organization that the gentleman I mentioned earlier on works for. So that day is Mr. Tendai Mazuru.
Yes, we also have people in Gwanda North, and this gentleman's name is Naiso Ningala. He lives in Kwakwe as well, in Gwanda North, and the gentleman was interviewed by our reporter, Albert Ncube. So let's hear what the gentleman said about COVID-19. Here we go.
But lapha kithi kasikezwe ukuthi ayikho kumbe ikhona ngoba akula umuntu obohloliweyo lapha. So singathi kayikho kathi into leyo ikhona. Esingakujwe ukuthi into leyo asilaqinisi ukuthi ikhona kumbe kayikho.
Kuyini mhlawumbe ufikele futhi ukuthi ngabe ezempila kahle bakuyenza ukuthi libe lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukuthi ukhona kumbe akukho.
Besifisa ukuthi ngakuyathestwa abantu ukuthi sibone sibeuthi into le kayikho kube la bantu abathestwe ngoba kula muntu okakathestwa kuyona le ndawo siphunguzwa nje kukhulunywa ngayo akula muntu okwaziyo ukuthi into le ingabe ikhona kayikho so kakula qinisa ukuthi ikhona kumbe kayikho.
So here Marvelous, so the gentleman is saying people are not sure whether there's coronavirus or it doesn't exist because there's no testing in the place where he is. So he says, if people are tested, then people may know exactly what is going on. Because he needs to know, he says, he wants to know the truth. He wants to know what is going on. And I think we've got another gentleman in Mutare. So I'll put the gentleman, then we discuss these two issues. So hold on there, Marvelous. So let's bring the gentleman in Mutare and hear what he's saying about food.
Yeah, todagu tenda the assets for us, ne actors. Wadi pawochikafu kune vanhu vakasiyana vagwegura vakaremara vasingaoni nguva ino yecoronavirus zvino hazvina kutimirira zvakanaka nokuti kurarama kwedu kunge tiri panzvimbo yakaunganiwa tichikumbirawo tichipindawo misiko kuti tichitsvaga tsvaga asi panguva ino tinoona kuti batsira kuda izvi zvinhu zvakatiomera asi ndoda kutenda magrupu mairi awabatana ukaisa muono pamwe chete ukatitsvagirawo zvinhu zvavatitsvagira zvokutipa tinotenda chaizvo nezvavatiitira.
So the gentleman is very happy that they got food, you know. This is what people are looking for, Marvelous, because people are saying the situation is very dire. So now, as I was saying with Mr. Nyson Ngala, who was actually expressing himself about testing and lack of knowledge generally about what is going on. Over to you, Marvelous.
That there was Panganai Chitio. He's living with disabilities as well in Mutare, and he's saying that he's really appreciated their true organization, which joined forces in Mutare to give food to those who are living with disabilities. So he's saying it's very appreciated because prior to COVID, he would go from market to market fending for food. But now, because of this generous gift from the two organizations which merged together, he was able to receive food. So like we said, the topic of the day really is food, 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 and more food. People keep saying, you know, okay, yes, they want to observe, you know, social distancing. They want to join in the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus. But the issue of food keeps cropping up. So it would be interesting to hear from one of these organizations giving food, you know, what they went through and, you know, what they are feeling right now as they give food away, especially to those living with disabilities in Mutare. Right now, as we saw right there, Gibbs.
Yes, let's go back to our guest. That is Ms. Nkomazana, Nomthandazo in India. So let's just get here and talk about what is going on in that country. So, Ms. Nkomazana, let's talk about this. I coronavirus kona puti bali testa yini kumbali testwa.
Okay, hayi okwamanje lapha sikhona abakasifinyeleli kodwa ngileqiniso kwezinye indawo ba testwa. That is why and how they are getting that figure that they are giving us of the infected. Kodwa thina okwamanje abakafiki lapho ukuthi bengathi si testwe khona and ngibone emsakazweni bekhuluma ngama individual test okuthengiswayo, so okungama test kits okuncane bebeku advertise ukuthi kuzofinyelela kuma pharmacies achiyeneyo abafuna ukutesta beyothenga bazitest babone ukuthi bami kuphi. Kodwa izibhedlela eziseduze lana zonke zivaliwe, mostly kulama clinics amancane lapha abantu abahamba beyohlolwa khona. Kodwa okwamanje nge-lockdown ama-clinics lawo avaliwe, so abathestayo hhayi abakasifinyelela okwamanje.
Yes, so you can put that in English as well so that I don't misquote you. So go ahead and say exactly how you are being tested or there's no testing at all, just briefly.
Okay, at the moment we haven't seen anyone who's going around testing people on COVID-19, but I've seen some advertisements on TV this evening of the new test kits, personal test kits that you can get from the pharmacy and you test on your own and know your status. Because where we are around here, there are small clinics, plenty private clinics that are around, but they are not testing anyone. They are all closed during this lockdown. I'm sure maybe the testing is being done in big hospitals around, but at the moment where we are, there is no big hospital. And yeah, they are going to be available. Those testing kits are going to be available in every pharmacy as soon as they being distributed in the country, I think so. At the moment, no one is going around testing anyone.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. So let's go back to my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. So, Mhlanganyawuye, go ahead.
I want to go back to the lady in Italy, Miss Mwashita. We've seen there are a lot of deaths in the UK of Zimbabweans in the healthcare sector. Literally every day we're hearing of somebody who succumbed to COVID-19, a Zimbabwean working in the United Kingdom. And even here in the US, especially in New York, there have been cases of some Zimbabweans that have succumbed to COVID-19. What's the situation like there in Italy? Were there any cases that you know of Zimbabweans that actually contracted COVID-19? And also take us through the procedure of how one is tested of the disease, should you think that you have it.
From the Zimbabwean community that I'm in contact with here in Italy, there have been no reported cases as far as I know of. I think we've relatively been staying at home, keeping ourselves safe. So hopefully none of my fellow Zimbabweans in Italy have succumbed to COVID-19. In terms of the testing process or procedures that are followed here, they're pretty much the same as most other countries, I believe, that before you cannot just go to any hospital and get yourself tested. You have to get in touch with, firstly, if you have the symptoms and they're not serious yet, get in touch with your local doctor as soon as possible. Communicate with your doctor online, which is the form that the mode we are using in Italy. Online or over the telephone, you contact your doctor, you tell them your symptoms. Then your doctor will either prescribe medication for you or tell you to, get in contact with the nearest emergency services, and they will, follow the procedures of testing you by taking you to the hospital using an ambulance. So the best way that you can get tested, if you do need to get tested, is there's an emergency number that you call, and an ambulance can be sent to your apartment, and they come. The paramedics will check you to see if you really do need to go, if you really do need to go to the hospital as well for testing. Then they take you using the ambulance to the hospital. Once you get to the hospital, you will get tested there. But it's a specific allocated hospital that they also take you to. I don't think they just take you to any random hospital that exists. Because the test itself, as far as I've come to be aware of, is not an at-home test kit. So it's not possible for at-home testing yet.
Thank you so much. Maybe Marvelous wants to make a follow-up to what she said. Marvelous, over to you.
Yeah, I wanted to also just tell us, Neshona, kuti zvii zvinoitwa ikoko kwamuri kuItaly kana munhu ari kufungidzira kuti ane chirwere cheCOVID-19 vanotesta sei uyezve pane zvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zvamatimanzwa here kuItaly ikoko zvashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi nekuti tinoona muBritain pari zvino pane vazhinji vari kuita mabasa iwaya emahealthcare workers kana kuti mabasa emuzvipatara kana iko kuno kuAmerica nyanya vari kuita mabasa ekuzvipatara nevamwewo vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vamwe vachishaya vamwe vari kuchirwisa pari zvino ikoko kuItaly pane vamunoziva here vekuZimbabwe vakabatwa nacho
Mwashita, if you can actually respond to that question right now.
Pari zvino hapana maZimbabweans andati andanzwa abata chirwere ichi kana kuti afa pamasocial groups andiri pari WhatsApp neFacebook hapana vati vandati ndanzwa vafa nechirwere ichi pakwestion yenyamabvunza yekuti pakutesta process yacho inofamba sei chekutanga munhu anofanira kana achifungidzira kuti ane chirwere ichocho ndechekufonera dokta wacho kana kuti kucontacta kubata dokta online chiremba online votaurira namba kuti inini ndiri kunzwa masymptoms akadai dai dai chiremba ipapo vanovarekomenda mish kana kuti vanokubatsira kuti uzoende kunotestwa ku hospital using my emergency services pane call center iripo iri kuno dedicated just kune COVID-19 saka kana makafonera uyezve ma emergency number bayo woya kuzokutora vachida kuzokutesta vanotumidzira ambulance inenge ine maparamedics anouya okutarisa ona kuti orit zveshuwa munhu uyu anofanira kuenda kunotestwa for coronavirus wokutora neambulance wokuendesa kuchipatara chipatara kwete chero chipatara chavanenge vafungidzira asi pane zvipatara zvaallocatewa kunzi ndezvekutreata COVID-19 chete saka waenda kuchipatara ikoko vanobva vazokutesta kuchipatara ikoko nematest kits avo avanawo kuzvipatara izvozvo izvozvi nekuti pari zvino muno mafamasi haasati akuita zveathome testing kana munhu achida kutestwa anofanira kuenda kuhospitari kuti anotestwa ikoko.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in Dr. Rutokumbo. She actually sent us a video from Zimbabwe in terms of advising people what to do if you think that you've got COVID-19, what you are supposed to do. So let's bring it in and hear what she's saying about this.
Salibonani bakwethu, salibonani maZimbabwe. Imini uDokotela Gumbo ngiseza kini ngilathulela ngodaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus disease. Hayi Zulu ngiyazi lokhu lithithibeleliswe ukuthi lingathola ngaphi usizo, lingathola ngaphi ulwazi ngalolu mkhuhlane. Hayi sokusungulwe inombolo u-2019. Wenelisa ukufona kuyo inombolo ofona kuyo mahara, uthole usizo, uthole ulwazi ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus disease. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
So now, marvelous, it seems as if there is a number that people can call in Zimbabwe if ever they want help. And the number is 2019. So that is 2019. You just dial it and then you can get help. This is...
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. I think the government also received like partnership with other tech organizations in the country where they provided some toll-free numbers and also... I think some numbers for call centers, although I haven't gotten to the bottom of what exactly. Saka tukunzwa apo chiremba gumbo varikutaura iwo nenyaya yekuti kana munhu achinga afunga kuti awanikwa iye abatwa nechirwere checoronavirus anofanira kuita sei. Varikutaura iwo kuti pane mamwe matoll free numbers aripo anogona kufonwa kuti munhu akwanise kunge achitaurawo zvaari kunzwa. Zvozowanikwa kunzi ari kuda kunzi aende kuchipatara here kana kuti kwete. Ndozvavanga vari kutaura apo uyezve tinoona kuti pane mamwe masangano akabatana nehurumende yeZimbabwe mukuedza kuti vawanikwe vachishanda vese kuitira kuti pave neiye yavanoti call center yekuti vanhu vanogona kufona ikoko vachibvunza mibvunzo nezvimwe zvakadaro saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kuona ipo pano uyezve tanga tiri kutaura isu nevanyarekani vedu mumwe ari kuIndia mumwe ari kuItaly vachitaura isu nezvavari kusangana nazvo panyaya iyoyi yechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune vari kwaMutare vari kutaura ivo kuti nyaya yenzara ndo nyaya yanetsa asi vari kufara ivo vachiti pane mamwe masangano maviri akabatana anga ari kuva pachikafu nhasi muguta irori reMutare vawanikwa ivo vamwe vanorarama neurema vachipiwa chikafu saka vari kuti ivo pari zvino zviri kuendekawo nekuti havachaenda kuya kwavanosimboenda kumisika vachinokumbira zvekudya zvokuti vari kuzvidzivirirawo kubva kuchirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus.
Yes, we've got another gentleman. Let's hear what he said about this food issue. You know, in Manicaland, the gentleman, Marvelous, is going to talk about him. There he is.
Church, UCCZ, there's also this other Salvation Army. Ndova kaunza malisti pamuchete. Tikati susu chitsara indi muno ziva vanhu kana vakaita 15 vakaita 10 isichatsikuda tichibude nenamba inoti 150 saka kushanda kwotakaita ikoko kwakaita kuti titaridze kuti zvokana tichiita basa ramwari hatitsari kuti uyu anobva kuchechi ipi uyu anobva kuchechi ipi asi tiri kuti tobatsira munhu wamwari saka takati pakunamata zvakare hazvinei kuti chechi ipi nokuti God is one and actually church is one. Saka tangoti ngatibatanei tese machurches tione kuva ne a very transparent list but we did not leave our mother parent social welfare. Social welfare yakatibatsiridzawo kuunzawo mamwe malista vanga vanawo saka in some cases waitoona kuti zita rinobuda kuanglican rinobuda zvakare ku social welfare. Zita rinobuda ku Roman Catholic Church rinobuda zvakare ku social welfare. Saka even verification yatakaita kana kuti kuda kuongorora kuti masita edu ari kubata here munhu wese, social welfare yakati tinenge taedza kubata munhu wese. Saka everyone was happy kusanganisirawo even ma churches ese kuti ah.
Yes, so that's the gentleman in Mutare there. I think he's part of the group that was distributing food. So you can tell us who that person is.
Yes, that's Mr. Namoinesu Hondo Emoto. He's actually of Caritas, the organization which was working together with other organizations. But he says they literally approached church organizations to forward some names of those underprivileged within their churches. He said this was an interdenominational effort, and they also joined hands with the social welfare, basically social welfare, to also get a list of who was deserving. And he says what they found was that some people who were on the list from different churches were also on the social welfare list. So that made it even more transparent, and they were able to go and distribute food, not based on which church you're from, but based on your need. Because it says they're going back to the biblical, you know, way of doing things, where if you're called upon to feed the people, you feed the poor, notwithstanding where they're coming from. So there he's just detailing how they came up with who they were giving food. So he's from an organization called Caritas, there in Mutare, which those other two gentlemen were actually saying they were happy they had received food from.
Yes, we also have a lady who is in South Africa who actually sent us a message. Her name is Tavisile Ngube. She wants to say something about Zimbabweans and coronavirus, COVID-19. So let's listen to her message right now.
Ngila emzansi ePretoria. Ngiyintombi yakwaBulawayo, kwamfazi oshaye indoda kodwa uJustine. Igcekwane leli eli abalibiza bethi COVID-19. Sicakaze kakhulu ilizwe lonke la emhlabeni. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu bayagula, abantu abasakwazi nokuthi behambe nje from one area to the other area. Abanye abantu bayahlupheka nje, baswela nje yona encane yokuthi bethengele abantwana into yokudla efake ethunjini, ngoba abasayi nemsebenzini, abasakwazi nokuyusebenza. Nxa ungasebenza uhlele endlini, ayikho mali ezayo. Asisola sisolo uhulumende ngento ayenzayo ukuthi abantu bahlale endlini, uzama naye ukuvikela abantu ukuthi bengabe lokhu beqhubeka besifa, bengabe beli beqhubeka besiba infected ngaleli gcekwane. Kodwa imithandazo yami iya kwaBulawayo, iya eZimbabwe la engiphuma khona. Imithandazo yami iya all over the world ukuthi asiqineni, asibeni nethemba, asihlaleni ezindlini, stay at home. Coronavirus, COVID-19 is not a joke. COVID-19 iyabulala. Asihlale ezindlini, asikhuseleleni iimpilo zethu. Let's save lives. Let's preserve lives. Let's stay indoors. Coronavirus kills. Thank you.
There she is, marvelous. That's Tabisile Ngube. She says, stay indoors. Coronavirus kills. So do you have anything to say about that, Mablas? Go to our guests. Yes.
I think it's very good because I had the opportunity to do a community awareness program yesterday, speaking to a Zimbabwean doctor based here in the U.S. And he was literally saying that us Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora, we need to advocate, especially for those in the rural area who might not be able to be getting the message, by making such videos as this lady just did. So if she is able to push that on her WhatsApp platform to especially the people in the rural areas, that will really work because some other media is not getting to them. The doctor, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, was literally just saying, we have to keep pushing the message whichever way that we can. So I'm really glad with what the lady there was doing, because if she can push that message to other people who are not receiving or getting mainstream media, awareness program, that will really go a long way, because I think, you know, the attitude that we were seeing coming out of some places was that coronavirus is for those. But now it's within Zimbabwe. It has killed four people. 31 have it. So it means very soon it will also start being a community disease like what we're seeing here, no longer from people that are coming into the country, but within the people themselves. So very good message there.
Yes, let's bring in our guest, that is Nomthandazo Nkomazana, before we end our show. I think we're remaining with roughly about 7 minutes. So, Ma Nkomazana, ngawungizwa lapho khona khona ngapho eMumbai. So, nxa sikhangela ke ngokuphila kwenu khonapho, pho liphila njani njengoba livalele ezindlini? Lithola ngapho ukudla, izinto ezinjalo?
Ukudla dube siyakhwabanisa. Sina njengamaZimbabwe sakhula sikhwabanisa eZimbabwe. So, ukukhwabanisa siyakukhona. Ukudla kuyatholakala ezitolo and njengabantu abathengisayo sihlala sinezinto like silomthetho lwana ukuthi we keep extra stuff in the house ukuthi mhlawumbe uyafika ntambama uyafika ebusuku isikhathi nesiningi thina esithenga sisi like we export things. Siya emakethi sibuye busuku so uthi siyothenga ukudla kuba nzima so sihlala sinokudla okuningi ezindlini and ikakhulu abantu abesifazane, if you understand what I mean. Nemali sinenhlanhla yokuthi sihlala sibophelele inye ebotshelwe leyana for rainy days yes esiphilisayo kwamanje and it enables us to help others also who are in dire need of help, especially in terms of food. We have that money that we keep for rainy days and we buy food to help those that are in dire need. Okwamanje hayi ekudleni sisase right sisase safe okwamanje.
Yes, siyabakhulu ke kuhambe khonapho ke sibize uMavelas Mhlanganya uye angena khonapho sikhulume ke lesinye isethekeli sethu umama ke uMashita. Mavelas umzwile lapho uyakhuluma. You know what she said is, I know this, but I didn't want to say it. So women always have some other money that we keep in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds, tell me about that.
No, but it's true. I think, you know, from tiny immemorial, we always have a little reserve because generally women, you know, we're born out of being carers. So they will, even if, the household may not even have money according to what is in the bank account, the mom will always have something stocked up. So that's now the fund that's coming into use.
I got it. So only 30 seconds to go. You can go to your credit.
Let me go to my Miss Mashita. Motipet Serom Chingotel Roti. Mungape Mawaz, we ape kushingi Savarku Zimbabwe. Imi mamu mwezi upi we lockdown. Mazwi apa mungashingi Savarku Zimbabwe Parishu.
Ndokunga chaga kosa ndiche kuziwa kuti. Viki rekutanga ndora renoneta steric. Asi kana mapedza mwedzi mumwe chete muchaona kuti zvinhu zvichatanga kuita nyore muchatanga kuwana maactivities ekuita anogona kuzokubatsirai once lockdown yapera sezviri kuitika muno muItaly taakupedza mwedzi wechitu saka kana isusi tichizvigona muItaly Zimbabwe easy 1 month chete aina ku haisi nguva yakawanda steric.
Mabelas, I think we've come to the end of our show. Normally there's no extra time in this program, so sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Miss Lynette Mashita and Miss Nomthandazo Nkomazana. Miss Nkomazana is in Mumbai in India and Miss Mashita is in Italy. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington DC saying, in fact I'm in Maryland saying bye-bye.
Well, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. So much. Thank you to Lynette Mashita, the International Business Development Consultant. She's a Zimbabwean based in Milan, in Italy. She was just, giving us their words of encouragement as Zimbabweans that, hey, they are now in their second month. So we are just in Zimbabwe. You're on your first month. So stay strong. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home. And Gibbs, this is a pre-recorded program So for those that will watch us later on, please note that this is a pre-recorded program due to the coronavirus pandemic currently sweeping the world. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay safe out there. Bye-bye.